Welcome to Sweeping the Country. I guess we can call this the holiday edition, Jimmy, or one of them.
Yeah, holiday edition, because we're recording this right before turkey time, and then some people will be listening to us later on.
I'm sitting
here with three packages that came in today that I was a good boy and already done some online shopping.
Excellent.
And for my granddaughter, got some pretty sweaters, and I guess she's not going to listen to this. She's in the first grade.
Well, she might. So, you don't know, but I mean, yeah.
Well, I'll show you. See, you can see. It's very pretty. This is
looks like it's handmade.
Anyway, I'm used to buying girl clothes. Because I've had.
Now let's preface. You're not
and
right. You're
two,
not wearing
two older
them.
Granddaughters. Well, I've been buying girls' clothes for a long time.
But you're not wearing them.
I get always 100% great reviews.
Yeah, but you're not wearing girls' clothes. Just to preface.
I have a lot of daughters and
yeah,
girls. But girls in my life. Girls, right. Girls, girls. That was an Elvis Presley movie.
One time. I think it was also a Van Halen song.
Yeah. But anyway, I used to say I was not going to order online and try to do local shopping or something.
Yeah.
But I have a little back issue that keeps me from doing certain things for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And the thought of being somewhere and just having to walk around a store not knowing what I wanted, just hoping something will jump out at me.
Yeah.
And when it does jump out, hope it's in the right size and all that. I have no interest in doing that whatsoever at all. Now, I am going to make one stop at a local, really nice toy store.
Yeah.
Because I like to support those people.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I do like to see toys in person, because it's hard to buy them online. When you do, I mean, you know, I can give you many examples. Like, you might see something like this online, you think it's big, but it's this big.
Right.
You know, and so you really don't know what you're doing online a lot of times. And there's a lot of things that look great when you shoot them, take pictures of them.
Oh, yeah.
But in reality, they're pretty crappy made and stuff like that. So it's, you know, I think if you have a local toy store, man, keep them in business. That's just a great thing.
Well, I'm pretty sure the day after Black Friday is Small Business Saturday, which is, you know, I mean, people kind of say, oh, yeah, whatever. But no, it's real. I mean, you're right. I've noticed there's some companies that I order from online in the past that I will not order from anymore. I won't say what the brand is or anything like that. I don't want to bash anybody. But I've bought furniture from an online store before. Mm-hmm. And when I get it, it's smaller than normal furniture.
Yeah, I would never do that myself. Or a mattress
anymore.
I mean,
people
do it.
Yeah.
In fact, I might have bought a mattress that came in a box once, and we used it for a while, and it was good. But I think when it was bad. But it was interesting, you know, because you had to let it sit out for a day.
Oh, to get.
Because it had, like, Chinese poisonous gas in it or something.
To escape.
That's something really, really bad.
You might not be wrong. You live
and learn on a lot of these things. But clothes, particularly children's clothes, and if it's a reputable place, you can kind of tell. I can tell anyway.
So yeah, you can. You can.
I've
for
done
sure.
that. And then, you know, then I still have tried to figure out. I can't do it. I've tried to do it a couple of times. Order groceries online.
Ooh, now I'm experienced.
I got to go to the grocery store. I just have to be there. Now, the other day, maybe the day before yesterday, I had a mission.
Okay.
I knew three things that I was going to get.
Mm-hmm.
And so the goal was to get the three things.
And?
One was Eggos, the other was orange juice, and then another was some kind of fruit.
Okay.
So I hit the Eggos first,
because
that was near the front of the store. Got those, put them in the bag, rushed to the orange juice. They were having a sale.
Mm-hmm.
$2 for $5, I bought six.
Okay.
Six of these cylinder-looking
things. A bit of an impulse buy. I mean, that you kind of...
No, I have to use orange juice. I use orange juice for the medicine.
Okay.
So I use it every night. I use half a glass, and so I go through, and I use really good orange juice.
Okay.
The Tropicana had a sale the other week, 2 for something, but I can definitely tell the quality of the juice is
interesting.
Different.
Okay, so
anyway, I'm an orange juice connoisseur. I love orange juice.
Okay, so third
there
thing.
There was a bag of these, looked like tangerines or something. So I bought the smallest bag of that, got out of there. It is so hard to do go into a grocery store and you see, because there's all kinds of, I saw an end cap thing, you know, where they put
impulse
these
buy.
People that sell food, I think they pay a lot of money or do something to get there, to have a stand out in the middle of the road
there,
meat counter. and it was from Ocean Spray, and it was my canned cranberry sauce. The kind of the ribs and the jelly.
Yeah.
So I bought two of those because I got to take one to one daughter's house and one to the other.
They got you, Jimmy.
And I'm the only one that gets it, so yeah. I got it. So I made sure I'm getting my cranberry sauce.
Excellent.
But I did buy four things. So you cannot – I defy most people to go into a grocery store and not come out with something that was an impulse buy or
you agree. Didn't
need it or, oh, that's really good. I can't wait to do that. I've tried to go when I'm hungry. I've tried to go after I've just ate. You're never supposed to go to the grocery store hungry.
You should. You know that, you buy right? everything in sight. Now, I got to
speak. You start seeing all these meals. And the place that I won't let myself stop very long, I did get some other day. I wanted some emergency food, I call it. And that's the kind that 9 o'clock at night when you're hungry and I want food. I don't want to eat junk. I don't want to have a fudgesicle or something.
I
would like something that's at least identified as food. That's where I use the Eggos.
Okay, a waffle.
Two Eggos, and it kills my appetite.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's horrible for me. A little bit horrible, but not bad.
So I got
I got these frozen corn dogs.
Ooh, that sounds good.
And it was it's a minute 15.
Ugh.
They feel mushy. And I
well,
think
they
I
microwave.
Need them. Yeah, I did them in the microwave.
You got to cook them in the oven, I think, to get them crispy. But I don't
really?
Know. I don't know.
Okay,
I think so.
Yeah, I'm not a cook. I'm the last one you want to talk to about that. But maybe they need to be cooked. You're right. It probably doesn't. But it takes longer.
Too long. Well, put one in the microwave just to tide you over while you're cooking the other one. That's what I like to do. And just cook one.
I'm looking for immediate, instant gratification.
I got to tell you. So you're talking about the delivery. I've been anti-grocery store delivery, too. And you made me think of something. One.
Well, I don't mean anti. I just can't. I tried it. And it didn't work for me. I wasn't really happy with what came.
Yeah, you got to pick out your stuff.
It wasn't exactly what I wanted, and it just was something about
it. I'm surprised the grocery stores are behind that as much as they are. And I know they got into it over COVID. But because of what you just said, if I order online, I guess you can impulse buy while you're ordering. But, I mean, what happens to the impulse buy if you just order what you want online and then you have it delivered or you pick it up without going into the store? They lose the impulse.
Well, they try to get you a couple of times that this is on sale or
it pops up.
Before
or
you
something.
Go, would you like this and that kind of stuff? They're trying to hit you up on some things that are markup. You know, I'm sure they've got some kind of deal on or whatever. But I don't think I could never buy meat that way.
Yeah, I
got to
see
anything.
It. I got to see it.
I got to see it.
Touch
and
it.
I want to know what the expiration date is.
Yeah,
and a couple
fair.
Of things. I don't know.
That's fair. No, my wife has started doing this new thing. And she asked me if I'll stop by the grocery store. And she knows I hate going in. I don't like the crowds. I don't like, if you put me in a Costco or a Walmart, I will probably have some kind of panic attack. I do not
I really personally would rather take a beating than go to Walmart.
Yeah, okay, so fair.
Or Costco.
We're in the same boat.
That's for other people, not for me.
Right.
My family goes, everybody can go, but me, Jimmy doesn't like to go.
I don't
either.
And
if I go, it's got to be the middle of the night.
When nobody's there.
Sunday morning at 6 o'clock or something like that.
Exactly.
I really got to go.
Strangely enough, you and I can both go to a college football game without a problem, and there's a lot of people at that.
But I just don't like all of it. I just don't like it.
I don't either. So she started this new thing where she orders the food, and she says, can you go by the grocery store? And I say, well, do I have to go in, or did you buy it already? And she says, no, I ordered it online, and you just have to park in the spot, tell them what number you're in, and they'll bring it to your car. And so I do that. She orders it. I don't know what she orders.
My daughter does that. She orders it online.
Yeah.
And she goes and picks it up because she's got babies in the car. She can't get out.
It's nice. I mean,
so
that's
nice.
Yeah.
But I'm not that organized, and your wife is.
Yeah.
And I'm
more
not,
than
and
I am. Not.
And it's just, you know, what are you going
to
do?
I don't mind picking it up if I don't have to get out of the car. I just wheel up, put it in, see you later.
Now, are you a pig on Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
You are?
Yeah,
I can't be. I can eat the same amount of food pretty much at lunch today as I can eat on any other lunch.
Oh,
I cannot sit there like a camel and just, you know, do that.
So will you just eat in one plate at Thanksgiving and that's it?
Well, I mean, how I used to do it when I was a kid versus an adult, and I've had all the different things in between.
Yeah.
For a lot of reasons, with one of my daughters, we go to a really nice restaurant at lunch time.
That's nice.
And it's pretty expensive, and they do this exploding on fire dessert. You know, they cook at the table and all that stuff.
I like it.
It's a really high-end restaurant, and they do a pretty high-end meal. And it's this turkey and dressing. It's a fixed
Ooh, that sounds
and
nice.
salad bar that's great and all that stuff. So I will do that for one. And then I'll go to my oldest daughter's house that evening, and that's where I'll use my cranberry sauce and eat whatever she wants to give me that's left on that night. And then there's supposed to be something else going on the next day. But I just, you know, in the old days, but I hated Thanksgiving because my mother would not let us have a lot of food in the morning. She would, you know, I'd eat my Frosted Flakes or something, maybe a piece of toast, and that's all that we would get.
So you didn't spoil
Because
dinner.
I was, yeah. So, I mean, and then lunch was always late on Thanksgiving, like 1:30 or 2 or something, when we used to eating at 12 or 11:30. And so I was starving to death by that point. And then it comes time to eat, and I can only eat so much, and I'm full
Then
already.
that's it.
So I would always enjoy the meal actually better at night than when we'd time for dinner. I'd get a big slab of dressing and a lot of times a turkey sandwich on toasted bread.
Ooh, that sounds good.
That's even better than it was at lunch. And whatever else there was left, there's usually never any peas left or anything like that. But so I would enjoy it better, and I would enjoy a turkey sandwich the next day better.
Did you
But as
guys?
far as just eating it right then, hot turkey doesn't do a thing for me.
Man, I know there's a lot of people listening right now. They're probably going back in their mind, like I am, listening to you. I'm going back and going, what was our Thanksgiving like? And I remember a lot. We always had a lot of appetizers, and the biggest appetizer we had every year, and it's going to happen again this year, is deviled eggs. We would always have deviled eggs with every Thanksgiving.
See, I never ate stuff like that. I mean, personally, I still don't. I've never, I, oh, listen, I'm so weird. I don't eat chicken salad, potato salad, tuna salad, fruit salad. I don't eat deviled eggs or any of that stuff. I eat scrambled eggs cooked well. That's the only thing I do
Now,
with eggs.
but if I served you a deviled egg, would you eat it?
Oh,
Because
I've never had peanut butter and jelly.
you had it at my house. Well, you had peanut
That's true.
butter.
You made me eat it. That's right. I thought my mouth was going to fall out.
Actually,
That's the only
for
time I
those
ever
that
had
don't know, yes, Jimmy, I don't what I don't even know how old you were when you it was 10 years ago, right? Maybe.
it. At least it may be more, maybe 10 or
Maybe
15
more.
years ago.
And he was over at the house, and you had mentioned that you had never had peanut butter and jelly, and so my wife made a peanut butter and jelly, and you actually took a bite and then spit it back onto the plate.
It's just, I don't know how I got that way.
How is
I was watching
that
Mikey in those commercials, you know. My palate has definitely broadened out,
Good.
but
Thank goodness.
I was pretty narrow in my eating for many, many
That is
years.
funny.
And as a reporter, that worked out pretty good because fast food was okay and steak was okay. And just get me a, you know, well done piece of meat,
And you're
you know,
good
a
to go.
potato and a drink, and I was pretty happy. And same way with barbecue and all the other foods, but I just never. I remember we had a tray, and I remember I used to see it. My mother would get out, you know, the fine china for Thanksgiving and the fine other things, you know, like this tray. And I remember it now with all these different kind of pickles.
Oh yeah, that sounds
You know,
pretty
these
good.
little bitty pickles and other
Little
pickles,
gherkins and oh yeah.
and all that. So I'd eat a couple of those,
And that's
but
it,
that was about the only thing I ate. I don't do nuts. Nuts don't do nuts. I do like macadamia nuts, but I don't like any other kind
You
of
don't
nut.
like a cashew? I mean, I get peanuts.
No. Is that peanut butter, peanuts, or any of that stuff? I just don't like the taste of it.
How about a walnut?
If it's there in a candy or something, I'll eat
You
it.
eat it that way.
But I just don't just go eat it. No.
I'm
I've lived this
foreigner.
long somehow. You know, I don't know. I've lived this long somehow, not, you know, being
That's
able to
true.
do
I
it.
mean, we all have different tastes. In fact,
But it's not a matter of taste. It's just ridiculous. The things I don't, you know, I don't like mayonnaise. I don't put that on anything.
What?
But I ordered a hot dog the other day at a Dairy Queen, which you should eat hot dogs anyway. They gave me the hot dog. I opened it up. It had mayonnaise all over it. I threw it in the trash can. I mean, I wasn't going to eat mayonnaise on a hot dog. I think you'd go to Hades immediately for doing stuff like that.
Oh my Lord.
But
I
it's
don't.
just,
Well,
you
you're
know,
not going to
I don't
change
know
now.
how. I don't know. God bless my mother. She cooked. You know, she was a Southern cook. She cooked great fried chicken. We've gone through this with the whole, you know, back in the when I was raised, mothers after, I guess during the Korean War or for whatever reason, they were very, they didn't work. You know, a lot of them were housewives. They worked in the house, but they would cook every day.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like once a week, or at least every 2 weeks, but it seemed like it was once a week, they would do those salmon croquette things.
Oh, that sounds...
Fried salmon. Remember, you couldn't stand it when you'd hear me say salmon was... It came in a can.
Yes, yeah, I remember
and
that.
They balled it up and they made like a hamburger patty.
Yeah.
And fried it.
It was like a crab cake, but it was with the salmon.
Yeah, like a crab cake. Yeah, but it was made out of that canned salmon.
Yeah.
And I remember it. And because I was starving to death, so I had to eat it.
Yeah.
You know, I remember those with ketchup.
That sounds pretty good.
And I never ate fish after that.
Isn't that the weirdest thing?
60 years or however how long. No, I mean, I had to eat that kind of fish.
But I never went
back. I mean, I love shrimp. I had lunch today. I love shrimp and scallops and crab and lobster.
But you won't. So a lot of
I don't
shellfish.
Eat oyster, particularly raw oysters.
Would you eat
and
like.
I don't eat any fish.
No tuna, no salmon,
nothing.
No cod, no nothing.
Nothing.
Wow.
I don't have a reason for it, actually. I did eat a piece of a steak that was some kind of steak, swordfish steak or something.
Yeah.
It's a high-end restaurant. And it didn't kill me, but it's nothing I'd ever really wanted to seek out again.
That's interesting. You know, I mean, it's kind of with, like you said, it's kind of like what you're raised eating, though. I mean, I'm not a huge fish guy.
My family ate birds and pheasants and dove. And
you don't eat any of that crap?
I didn't eat any of that stuff.
Maybe I don't know what's wrong
and fish
with you.
From the farm.
Wrong.
We had a farm, and they caught bass and other things, and they took it outside and everything. No, no.
That is, something's wrong with you there.
I like
I don't
beef.
Know what it,
I'll eat beef and some pork.
Would you?
That's about, you know,
would
that's
you
it.
Eat like wild game, like elk or venison?
No.
Or?
I had they another one of these people like you up in Canada made me,
like me.
It was a special forces guy from Canada.
Yeah.
And I was on the radio for several decades in Edmonton.
Yeah.
And it was popular. And so this special forces guy who had gone across Canada in a snowmobile, he was a tough guy.
Okay.
He said, I'm going to make you eat moose. So somehow he had moose meat.
Okay.
And he grilled the moose meat out in the parking lot of this Ford dealership that I did sponsorship for. And he grilled this moose steak and cooked it well, the way I wanted it. But then he pretty much supervised me eating it.
And?
He was going to, you know, tie me up until I ate it or something. I ate it. It tastes like roast beef.
Yeah, I think like elk tastes
again,
like
again, it would be nothing
hamburger.
I would go seek again, but I was able to live through my moose steak adventure.
But that is wild to me. And for the record, Jimmy's over 50 years old. So if people
I mean,
need
it's
to
just,
know that.
What is weird? I don't know how that occurred. Now, I love, you know, veal piccata. That's one of my favorite things in
that's
the world.
That's a strange. I mean, it's good, but it's a strange
thing. If it's cooked right, it has to be a pretty good, a really, really, almost a great Italian restaurant, like in New York.
Yeah, they gotta know
to
how
do
to
it
do
somehow.
It. Yeah,
they other people. Now, I wouldn't eat it at some half-ass place.
Did your mom or even your grandmother? Did they stuff the turkey with stuffing or?
We don't know what it's in Alabama. It was a cornbread dressing.
That's what we have. No, because my wife's from Oklahoma.
Some places don't. Yeah. Some places don't do the cornbread dressing.
Mm-hmm.
They do a stuffing. I was listening to Blake Shelton talk about stuffing.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what stuffing is.
Well, my grandmother used to.
It sure ain't cornbread dressing, though. I think I've seen stuffing.
Yeah.
And I think I ate it. Is that where you get like bread and it's
yeah,
soft?
Yeah, and you put, it's kind of like the cornbread stuffing, but no cornbread, and you put it inside the turkey when you bake it, and then it comes out. It's kind of weird.
This is where we have a disconnect on cooking. Because as a little boy, my mother ran me off in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So I remember when the turkey came in, I was curious.
Mm-hmm.
So here's this naked thing that she has to let out for a day to thaw out.
That's
which
true.
I thought that was odd.
Yeah, it is.
Which is just not any good. But she would take this thing out of the butt of the turkey, and it would be a metal cage-looking thing.
Yeah.
And it had stuff in it. I don't know what that was, nor did I ever want to find out.
You probably ate it.
No. I didn't eat giblets or anything. I was very clear about what I
turkey neck and all
I
that.
I only ate white meat.
Oh,
it had
good.
To be, you know, I cut it. I knew what I was putting in my goozle. I just didn't eat anything. But yeah, that stuff that's coming out of the rear end of the turkey, I don't want anything to do with that.
I for years would eat the stuffing until I found out that it was stuffed into the
No.
bird, and then I quit. And then now my wife makes the cornbread dressing, which with
Love
eggs and all
cornbread.
that in it, and it's fantastic. It's just some kind of Oklahoma thing, but I love it, and I think
But
it's
see, and
fantastic.
I remember when first got married, she was from the Northeast Air Force
Yeah.
family. And we went up there one of the first times for, I think I'd ever been away from home on the holidays. And man, I mean, everybody's got their regional deal.
Oh, totally, yeah.
And I had to suffer through, they had some kind of weird, a lot of Northeastern people eat soup
Yeah,
for the, or
yeah.
that's an oyster soup and some other kind of soup, and clam and all
Yeah,
this
clam chowder
very
is a big thing.
seafood
Yeah.
oriented up there. And it was, and they had stuffing, come to think of it. It wasn't cornbread dressing. So, I mean, I've struggled,
Yeah, I can imagine.
some of that over the years. But, I love a Southern Thanksgiving. It's just
I
that when
would.
families, are all moving around, and then if you have daughters and they get married, they've got two sets, they got
Oh,
other in-laws
yeah,
to
that's
deal
right.
with,
That's right.
and particularly with kids, and so they, it's a mess. And
Yeah,
so
yeah.
for people, if you're on the outs, me, I'm not living in town with them, so I'm coming in, so they just have to work me into something either
Right.
special or different or whatever.
Now,
And so it's
what
just not
about.
the same. I haven't had one of those normal Thanksgiving family dinners in a long time.
Yeah, I would agree with us too. As they get married, as families, kind of separate and they go their own
You
way.
try to get together,
You
at
do,
one of
you
those
do.
times, either Christmas or Thanksgiving,
Yeah,
but
but it's
this,
inconsistent at
it's
best.
certainly not consistent.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, so now we didn't touch on dessert. Now, what's the typical Southern? What did you do for pie, or did you
No,
do?
the first thing that I recall is something that I rarely can get. And I know my mother made it, and it was just two things that my mother made. And I just, I tried to get, better halves to make it, and they tried, and
Yeah.
sometimes they succeeded. But the number one thing was a what they call a pound cake.
Pound
I don't know
cake,
if everybody knows what a
yeah, I
pound
know what a
cake
pound
is,
cake is, yeah.
but a pound cake was one of the, they made it a, it's a round cake, and it's got a thing in the middle. It's
Yeah.
like a donut thing. Those are just, oh my God, a fresh pound cake, die for that.
Interesting.
And
Okay.
then she made, and she would make it for my brother who was in Vietnam or in the army, even in Germany. She would make fudge,
Boy, that'd
and
be good.
she had some old fashioned deal where I remember, because I know nothing about cooking. I've
Yeah.
never cooked squat. I said I microwave, but she had this like a thing of cooking measuring cup full of water, and I remember she would drip this chocolate stuff in the water and see what it did, or something like. She had
I
some
don't
kind
know
of
what that
specific,
is about. I don't.
perfect formula for when something was right.
Yeah.
And she made the best fudge, and it'd have to sit for a day, I think, before you could really get into it. But fudge, brownies, pound cake were great.
If you like
I don't know that
the.
we did pies particularly.
Yeah.
They may have done pumpkin pie, but that's another one on the no-fly list for me. I don't do pumpkin
Okay,
pie.
I'm going to send you something this year because for Thanksgiving, my oldest. Daughter is my only daughter, but my oldest child is coming. The other one's with a different set of relatives. So just going to be a couple of us. And we decided to go back to my grandmother's heritage of Portugal. And we do this every other year, maybe or so, but we're going to make Portuguese sweet bread. So
I've heard of that before, but I don't know what it is.
if you like pound cake, don't you think he'll like that? Yeah, I think he'll like it. It's
Now,
sweet.
some people in the South used to get, and this is old foods that people don't eat anymore.
Yeah.
It's a fruit cake.
No, it's
I
nothing
think it's
like
an old
that.
European thing.
No.
People in Georgia made it, and it was a lot of pecans,
Yeah.
and people poured whiskey on it. I
Yeah.
remember that.
You had to pour whiskey on it because it was like a rock. You would
Yeah.
get it. It was so hard
And somehow, yeah, it was hard. And somehow they put it in
cherries
the
and
oven sometimes,
yeah.
and put whiskey all over it.
Now,
I don't know.
Here's
it was
only,
never anything I was going to eat anyway. So.
Here's the only problem with the sweetbread. It's good with butter on it. Just put toast it and put butter. When you get it, you'll
What are the ingredients on it? It's not like a pig belly or anything
like
that.
No, right? It's all good. It's like flour, sugar, salt, yeast, butter.
Another thing that they used to make, you ever heard of this? You ever heard of Divinity?
Oh, yeah. It's like white fudge.
It's white.
With
something.
Nuts in it, and
I remember tasting that a couple times.
I don't know what Divinity really is.
I don't ever see it again anymore, but I remember seeing it, you know, during that holiday. I remember seeing it.
You know where I saw it commercially? I saw it at Disneyland in their confectionery store. I've seen it in there.
Pure, it's a lot of sugar, pure,
yeah.
Pure sugar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then some people like, and I do like pies. I love an egg custard pie. It's one of my favorite things in the world. I love an apple pie.
I
great
like fruit
apple
pies.
Pie. There's nothing like it.
Yeah.
But I don't do I do coconut cream. That's good.
That's pretty good. Banana cream. I like that too.
Banana cream. I would do that. And then we're toward the end of the list.
Okay. No German chocolate pie? German chocolate?
Yeah, that's okay. German chocolate. That one. We had a
pecan.
My oldest brother married a German. She was from Vienna, but she was really mostly from Germany.
Yeah.
And she would, you know, there was German chocolate that I would. It would kind of somehow show up with that. And that's kind of got, seemed like it had coconut in it.
It wasn't
over the top sugar. It was good though.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Yeah. I like that too.
The chocolate cake was good. So yeah, I was a little more normal on the dessert.
Yeah. You sound a little more normal on the dessert.
But I'm not normal at all on some of the other stuff.
I remember my grandmother we always had, as kids, you probably had this too, the adults would sit in one room, and then all the kids.
Oh, yeah, the kids' table.
We had
the funerals
kids' table.
And stuff like that. We had
all of
that.
It was.
There
but
were
I remember,
a lot of children in my mother's family.
Yeah. 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 I remember one year of sitting at the table. We were about 12. Now, remember, this is Portuguese immigrants, right? Some barely spoke English, and so we were all kind of gathered together, and then my grandfather's side, which was German, he was fine. He spoke English, but everything was fine. But his wife, my grandmother, she spoke English but was Portuguese, and she came in and gave us all these aluminum cups, these little colored aluminum cups that we would drink milk out of, but they poured wine.
Ooh.
We were 12.
You know,
and
I,
she
yeah, that
poured
doesn't surprise
wine
me.
In our cups. Yeah.
I think a lot of Europeans, probably kids, probably get some wine. Yeah. At a fairly young age, I like a good glass of wine. I've never been able. This is another thing. I've never been able to find, and I've quit looking because I think I'm also maybe even allergic to it.
Yeah.
Never could find a good red wine. But I love Pinot Grigio.
Okay, and I'm making notes now.
I love Pinot Grigio. I'll do a Chardonnay too.
Mm-hmm.
And I can do a wine. You know, go up to wine country and taste all the different wines. Those are all fine.
Yeah.
I taste them all.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't like that Riesling, though, the really sweet wine.
I think it's Riesling.
Riesling? Well, I don't like it. I just know it starts with an R. It's on my list. But I do love Pinot Grigio.
Make a note of that. I got my assistant working today.
It's easy. It's more like water, you know. It doesn't bite back at
Yeah, I agree. There are
some of the Chardonnays are good, too, the oaky kind. I mean, there's a lot of different stuff. In fact, I'm just now thinking about it. I'm sure I will get a glass of wine instead of tea or water for Thanksgiving. That'll help a little bit. Sometimes I would get at this restaurant. It cost me more money. That'll make my bill even go higher, but I will get a glass of wine.
Well, we actually thought about, you brought up the restaurant. We thought about doing it this year at, what's the name of it? Not Ruth's Chris. What's the other place?
I love Ruth's Chris.
It's not that one. Chandler's, something like Ruth's Chris, but
okay.
Just delicious steakhouse and everything. And we thought about doing it, and we changed at the last minute. We said, no, we'll do it at home. But one of these real soon Thanksgivings, we're going to go out to eat. I think it's...
Yeah, this is a place called Sperry's.
Oof.
And you've got to get your reservation. We almost waited too long. We did it a month ago.
Wow.
And all we,
so it's
the only
popular.
Time they had left was 11:30 and 7 at night.
So it's very popular.
We took the 11:30. Normally, I would call the 1st of October.
Wow.
And usually you'd get in, you know, something like a 12:30 or something normal.
Yeah.
But no, 11:30 is okay. It's a little early, but that's okay.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, if
but
you're.
But, you know, the also, what people do on Thanksgiving, there was another thing. I'm a college football guy. I love college football.
Oh, yeah. There's not a lot of that.
Well, not so much. I wasn't from there was no pro football in the state of Alabama. Atlanta Falcons, who are barely measurable football over the years. Same with the New Orleans Saints, have measurably been put. I love Dallas Cowboys once upon a time.
Yeah.
But anyway, I didn't care about watching pro football on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and there's a lot of it.
Yeah, there's, and I could care less.
Yeah.
So I'll find something to do in the streaming world. If you're into that, Landman is pretty good.
You know, well, people I saw that
all the time. What service do I want to get? And I know my friends like Ted have no service because they don't want to subscribe to something and then have to cancel it. And that just make the way that things are is irritating. But to me, was this can't last. This whole streaming world versus the, you saw where Comcast is spinning off MSNBC, E, the Golf Channel, and all.
Oh, it's
other.
All going a la carte.
They're breaking up all that because people are just cutting the cable. I'm looking at the ratings here. Man, they're down. You know, CNN on a Wednesday night recently in primetime on the Nielsen service, which I guess is just the United States, but had something like, you know, 400,000 people watching them.
Gosh, that's nothing. You know,
and
it's
like,
funny.
The number one thing on Fox was Gutfeld. No, Jesse Waters was number one thing. It was like 3.9 million.
Wow.
You know, and that's up there with the TV shows.
But that's a very small percentage of the population. I mean, that is
Oh, yeah.
That
but,
is
you
terrible.
Know, you've got it all divided up, and I've got like 50 channels here. And boy, each one has like about 50,000 or 5,000 in some cases. I mean, little, nothing. This can't last. It's not sustainable.
Well, something else I noticed that
all these things are going to start going away pretty soon.
What, something else that I also noticed, like we subscribe to NBA package. I like NBA basketball, like you like college football, which we got to talk about BSU being 12 and Alabama being 7. I mean, come on.
Alabama sucks. We're terrible.
Boy. So, you know, we're watching this NBA thing. It's like $199 and you get the whole season. You get all the teams. You're supposed to get all the games. Well, I don't get any games that are on TNT. I don't get any games that are on ESPN. I only get games that are televised on a network. So in order to get ESPN, I have to get YouTube TV to get ESPN or TNT.
Yep. Or get Hulu.
Yeah, the same thing is going on with the football, the NFL package, with the blackout dates, and all of this crap that you, if you're going to go a la carte, you can't have blackouts anymore. You got to stop all the network broadcasts or change the contracts.
Right, so now we're in we're in kind of like limbo land because
right.
No way you can. Now I don't know about that NFL package, if that indeed gets everything. I don't know.
Well, it doesn't get blackouts. So if you have, let's say you have you live close enough to a major city within X amount of miles, and that's what you want to watch, you should be able to watch it on network. But if you don't have network like Hulu or YouTube, you're not going to be able to see it. Or an antenna,
know,
I guess.
I haven't run into that, but I know at college football, ESPN pretty much bought everything.
Yeah, they seem to have.
CBS has got a small package, but it's Minnesota, Wisconsin, you know, up there. And Fox has a package that's different than all that. And ESPN's got the SEC.
Well, and ESPN and ABC have been screwing with Monday Night Football, too, where they run the game on ABC one week, and they run it on ESPN
the next consistently.
Week.
That's, I don't understand that.
I don't reaction. Either. I
Why
don't
they
either.
Ever took it off ABC, I don't know. Because all they've done is shoot themselves in the foot with that. But they all care about their streaming service.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many of them, there's no way they can all exist.
If it's not on my ABC for Monday Night Football, I don't have ESPN, so I skip the game. And I don't care. Because I only like one team, and the chance of them playing how many times? Once a season on Monday night?
Yeah.
Who cares? So I skip it. And then I go to YouTube, and I watched a condensed version of the game in 30 minutes for free.
Well, okay.
I mean, it's just it's crazy. Yeah,
this whole system right now is real messed up.
Yeah, it is. It is.
I'd say that likely, you know, MSNBC, if anybody really cared, is probably going away. I wouldn't be surprised if it's going away. There's a whole bunch of them that just going to cease to exist because they can't afford to exist.
Yeah. So, I think you're right.
You can't live off these numbers on a national service with paying the things they've got to pay. And you're certainly the days of seeing expensive news anchors, at least right now, it's going to go far down because they're just not getting an audience. $3 million for Jesse Waters is enough to keep his salary. But all he's doing is having talking heads and Zoom calls. The expense for Fox is not, his salary is their expense.
Yeah, you know, I would
studio
agree.
Crew and keeping the studio hot and all that stuff.
I would agree. Fascinating.
I'm sure it's very profitable and economical when they get that kind of rating. But with CNN, you know, they're still paying some of these people ridiculous amounts of money.
It's a big payroll.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars. And, you know, it's not gonna work out good for
them. At some point, the barrel's going to empty. It's going to empty.
And that barrel is coming. I mean, it's coming on a lot of things. And I just don't, and I don't understand how we're going to continue to have a real estate where, you know, at home, a starter home is in the 300,000s or something. I don't see how that works in the salary that people, and I don't, the affordability of homes is a huge thing. Same way with cars, where they're going to get around that. And this is where they're trying to stop it from happening. But okay, these Chinese electric vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're saying those were going to be pretty cheap. I think they're under 20,000.
That's crazy.
Well, and that'll just kill, you know, if they were allowed that, if that's allowed to come in, which I don't think it will be, you know, that would, people are just out of force. Would be forced.
It would kill the domestic market. You brought something up over time. We've talked about this many times, about not being ready for electric. And you've seen the swing. Like, the rental car companies ditched their electric.
Yeah,
they got rid of it. People, they're just not selling the way they thought they were going to be selling. I saw a commercial on TV the other night. They're giving away the charger now with the car. You think that's going
to... Yeah, they'll put it, they will install it for you.
But shouldn't they have been doing that to start with? I mean, if they really wanted it to work, it's like, oh, no, you got to buy the charger for $5,000 more. You know, it's like, come on.
The whole thing is this, you know, all this green stuff was done impulsively.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's the, you know, watch the show Landman. Are you watching that?
No, but I want to.
Paramount
it looks
Plus,
good.
It's great. It really is. Paramount Plus one of your services?
Oh, no. No, that's that.
But what do you have?
Tulsa King. I can't. Yeah, I got Apple. I got Amazon. I got Peacock.
All right, Apple. Let's start with that.
Netflix.
What's on there? That's I have it. Maybe I'm not even sure it's current.
Silo is pretty good on Apple. If you haven't seen Silo, it's all these people that are.
I haven't even been to Apple to turn it down lately.
Oh,
I
mean, my gosh, Shrinking.
I've got
is
so
good.
Much stuff on Paramount Plus. With Landman and Tulsa King.
Oh, go back to Apple, because they've come out with a whole nother season of everything. So you got.
Is the morning show back?
The morning show is back. What season is morning show on? I can't remember if it's 3 or 4 or what it is.
Yeah, maybe 3 or something. Yeah,
I think it is. Yeah,
morning show is back.
They've released everything now back out. So Silo.
The Lioness is excellent on Paramount Plus.
Oh yeah, that
Tulsa
looks good.
King is excellent.
Okay, maybe I'll ditch. Maybe I'll ditch Peacock and jump over to Paramount.
Peacock's got a sale. You wouldn't qualify if you've already had it. For those of you that haven't had it, they're doing $1.99 a month for the first 6 months. And if you can learn how to have discipline, you can go into that for $2 during the winter months,
and then
when
it
gets 6 months up, cancel it, because you've watched whatever you know you want to, and the shows go into reruns. They have all the NBC programming, like Chicago Med, Fire Police, SVU,
so you can watch all that stuff,
that type of stuff. And then Paramount has all those streaming shows, plus, you know, the NCIS's, the FBI's.
Yes.
The Tracker show is really good.
And Tulsa King, that's a big one. People love Tulsa King.
Tulsa King was very good, and they're going to do another season. There'll be 2 seasons.
All right, well, listen, have a very happy Thanksgiving, since we're doing this before Thanksgiving, and I hope you enjoy your fancy restaurant. And all your family visits and stuff like that.
I mean, I'd prefer for us to have a big table where my whole family's sitting there.
Yeah, me too.
Pulling stuff out of the turkey's butt, but
eating it for
whatever
sure.
Whatever y'all put in there, but you know, it's like what's going to come out of the butt of the turkey today? But,
what's next?
No, I'd all be An for egg. That if we lived in that world, but you got to live in the world where you live.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
That restaurant was a good alternative. So.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Well, hey, good luck to Alabama. 8-3. It's going to be an uphill road.
We've had a rough year, new coach.
Yeah, and there's Oregon,
stuff,
which I hate
NIL
to see.
Business and a quarterback that's very inconsistent, so we'll see.
Yeah, good luck with that. And, again, happy Thanksgiving. And happy Thanksgiving to everybody who's listening right now.
Indeed.
And we appreciate you. And we'll do a few more shows before the end of the year. We'll have our year-end edition, and then we'll take a little break and come back after the first of the year. But we got a few more left in us. And, Jimmy, have a safe holiday. I know you're traveling, and we'll talk to you when you're all done with that. And until next time.
Just enjoy that pumpkin pie.
Oh, yeah.
Stuffing.
Yeah, watch out for your sweetbread. I'm sending it to your house, so.
I like sweet bread. I think maybe I like it.
I hope so. It's
I wish I
best.
Could send you some a pound cake. Or
that
I
would be fine. I want to say you
I'll
got.
I tell you another one I like. Oh, by the way, it's one of my favorites. I do remember it. Angel food cake.
Oh, I like that too. I like that. With
strawberries. See, I haven't had that in years, but I just for something about it, I thought about it.
That's Angel the that's the one you make strawberry shortcake with, right? You put the strawberries.
Yeah. You can.
Oh, make sure when you get your
buy some strawberries or even. Close to being in season. The frozen ones, I don't know about those.
Yeah, I don't know if you could get them right now. When you get your sweet bread, put peanut butter on it.
Oh, great. I'll put some cranberry sauce. All right.
Until next week when we do this all again, I'm Derek Walker. He is.
I'm Jimmy Carter. Good day.
Good day.